Warning, explicit content. The opinions shared on this podcast are those of the hosts and do not in any way represent the facts.
You said you were this virgin 3 years ago, yeah?
In 2018.
How did you cope? 20... How many years?
I was 22.
Wait.
Oh, please,
how old are you right now?
I feel like don't start right now. Because me, I said I will fight you today.
Right now. She said that she was 30, eh?
Yes, and now you're saying...
So you were 22, so now...
So you have to tell us how you coped for 27 years without being this virgin.
No.
So you can give us some...
No. Sorry, I think you didn't get this jinx, eh? Calm down.
Wait. So now... She's 30 now.
You know what I'm getting at, right?
Wait, calm down.
Okay, this is interesting.
Please.
Okay.
Do you get the jinx? Can I say something?
Okay.
She said she was 22. True. Mm-hmm. She was 22 when she got this virgin. That was 3 years ago.
Then
and now
22
she's
from. Yes.
So how
did it go to the other 5 years and all that now?
Where did
it
go?
Wait, okay. Hey. Can you please
stop
the mic?
No, I don't
know.
The mic.
No.
You are talking it.
I'm trying to understand, like.
Because when I listen to that podcast, No. You must.
So how did the age match up? Everything like. But we already said it here.
We're already here now. Like, people would want to know
you,
because
you
we're already here.
You posted yourself, not me.
But do you have to go on? You're dragging it now.
Am I dragging it?
Yeah. No, I just
okay,
need
I'm
you.
Sorry,
to,
I'm
I just need
it,
you to give. I want you to give Fefe some tips because Fefe, you're like 10. How old are you? 19. 21. I want you to give her tips on how to stay, or you stayed that long. Abby, to when you're 20, you were 27 when you got this virgin, or 28. So give her like some few tips before we finally start the podcast. Give her some tips when she will fit last that long or even longer, self.
So you agree you were 27 before you were this virgin?
Okay,
I want to understand.
Okay,
let me know who
I'm
getting advice from.
I am 25, but I'm claiming 30 on the internet. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Wait, you are 25.
I'm 25.
But you're claiming 30. Why?
Because I love to be older than myself.
It does not make sense.
It doesn't even make a good reason.
For your age mate.
Me, I like it.
It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't
people
make sense.
Want to bring down their
let
age.
Let me say something.
Let me say something.
See, my PA, when she's there working with me, she told me she was 29. And every day they double left for her based on she's older than me. I'm 25. She's 29. So I'm like, make her they give this girl one kind of respect. Then one day, something happened. We needed a... the best certificate. When she brought it, she's 19.
Wow.
And I'm like, you're just 19. I'm 25. You're making me treat you like a 29-year-old woman. Like, I want to send her. I'm like, she's older than me. Don't worry, I'll do it myself. Then I'll do it myself. And I found out she's 19. Now, there was somewhere I was supposed to send her to. But when I was like, if she go that place, and they go send her old woman, because I already seen her with that matured person. Now if she had told me she was 19, I'll be like, now small picking,
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yes.
So you they say yes, yeah, but you like, nobody don't increase
no,
your age 5 years.
Is different. My case is different.
Okay.
To you. I guess it's different.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Now, so the bomb will go, the boss one by one. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Bossing one by one. So, yes. Yo, guys, it's another episode of Women Talk Sex Podcast. Meaning, all we talk about here is things that have to be related, that is related to NACS. Journalist.
NACS. You say it very well.
Okay.
It's no women talk
sex,
NACS.
Basically. That's what we talk about here. Everything related to sex. NACS. And my name is the one holy virgin in Africa. Hello, some respect. My name is Fifi Talks. Fifi Talks. Everyone.
Don't worry, club not they finish. I'm on the
really, baby. Yes, and I have with me on my right.
The China of Lily of Africa.
Number one stripper.
No, number one.
Every time
Africa.
They change.
Every time they upgrade, though, your name they upgrade every time. Okay, I'm Ugly Girls, Nigerian porn star.
Wow.
I really like too many titles because it will make my head swell.
Baddest in the game.
Baddest. Okay, so let's just go into the discussion of today. But before we move on, let's just take a sneak peek at what happened this week. That's the Baba Ichesha's case. You understand?
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. So for some that don't know, or wherever you're listening to us from, Baba Ijesha is an actor in the Nigeria Yoruba music movie industry. Yes, he's popular and has been in the game for a long time. What we refer to as legend or something.
The legend.
whatever. So yes, yeah, so they said he defiled a girl when she was seven, like a child when she was seven, and he came back again after 7 years. That was when she was 14. Do you understand? That this time around, when they found out, they had to call him and stuff like that, you get, and put a CCTV just to get evidence, you get. So yeah, and he,
and I've been so, I don't watch many videos concerning this issue, so many videos. The one when catch my attention, it was this lady, she spoke Yoruba, so I did not really understand, somebody was interpreting. Okay. The lady said that the guy's dick is very big.
Ooh.
That is everybody's dick in the whole of, in the whole world, that God gave to only him. That if he was looking for someone to actually do that with, that she has been telling him that when she's 50, she's going, she said it in Yoruba, so somebody was interpreting. And another person, I think another,
when she's 50, what happened?
When she's 50, he's now going to fuck her. So she was keeping him till when she's 50.
It doesn't look like that.
Then her point was, if someone like her is willing to do it with him, imagine other people that are willing to allow him have sex with them, and yet he attempted or tried or even thought of doing it with a 14, 7-year-old child.
Like, I don't know. What what's so enticing? Like,
somebody said God gave him the... which mean with that big dick, he used it on the girl the first time. I don't understand.
They said he used it on her. Now waiting they talk, now we they talk about. We not there. Now waiting we see. Now we they use as our own fact to
Basically, that was what was said. But what is my own issue is girls full for streets.
I swear.
Okay? Prostitutes.
Free.
No offense to them. People that are ready, I'm not trying to shade anybody, but people that are willing and ready to do that, probably because he's a celebrity.
And he has friends who are even willing to even, friends with benefit that they're like, ah, guy, they know he has a big deal. Definitely they will want to. Why he not meet those people?
Yeah, I pray justice is served accordingly. And some people have even been supporting him.
Some people are saying he was set up.
He's going to be released soon.
They said Lagos State, what's it called again? I already stepped in and they said he has some, have you seen the charges, this thing, one is life imprisonment, the other one 3 years, the other, if you see the thing, it doesn't look like he's going to come out of it anytime soon. So, but let them just go on with the investigations, and found guilty, they carried the matter. But one thing, before we go into today's topic, one thing I noticed, and I did not really like, is a media house publishing the video without Princess, that's the girl's foster's mother, consent, because she put out an official listen through her lawyer saying she did not give them.
So how did they get the fucking video?
I'm sure probably doing investigations and stuff like that, and maybe they got to see it or something like that. You know, those kind of things.
But the video is still online, though.
The video is still online. It can never.
But although they censor the girl's face,
do you know the kind of trauma that is?
Even if they cover her face, the trauma would have been more if we know the girl.
Yeah.
You go shock una for say now. Let me just say, you go shock una. She be the street, at least they live on the same street. Like, people go know the girl. It's just that we
so are last with even. The video, without the video, they know the girl.
But you would have saved a whole lot of things. You would have saved a whole lot of things.
But
now
the same thing, say one person, whether they beef them, go video the girl, say, Omo, this is the girl that they say they go see post them. That one now, no be the media house, Abby. Mm-hmm. Now, person when we don't know. So the cocoa is let them find out how everything happened.
I really hope this whole rape thing is not swept under the carpet, because I remember you telling us about you having something like that.
My own is a different case from
okay.
This. First of all, if they're saying the first do one, okay, now I didn't mean they're saying at that time, if we're saying a devil wanting.
You can't even deny because there's no evidence.
Okay. Yeah. Now they're not gonna see him. They could see invite himself, not even shocked how they take call and say, come the house, he just go the house. Then you go to somebody's house. A house you've not been to before. You start opening all the doors. Like, what are you looking for?
He was checking. Oh, the house is nice.
He said the house is smaller than the other one. Like, what the, what's bigger, your business? Right. He said it's smaller than the former house. Like, what is your business?
Okay, still on Baba Jisha's case. Like, you know, and I know you've had an experience, like when you were 8 years old. You told us about it.
Why are you hiding?
Could they use these glasses in the person okay, like your teacher?
Okay, I know you had such experience, you know. Like, you were very young then, 8 years old. You know, and a cousin of yours did some mekweko, physically had sex. You know, guys started touching and stuff like that. So now I'm going to talk about the trauma that comes with rape. Do you think that experience you had with your cousin, you know, when you were 8 years old, has something to do with
your porn, you
know, being a porn star, like star. What you're choosing to do right now? Do you understand? Like, the effect probably due to that, you tasted honey. Yeah,
the earlier stage, and you feel like, it has nothing to do with it.
Because even after that, like, even when I was even in secondary school, I was still telling myself, you're still a virgin. And I avoid age, please. And I avoided anything sexual because I was not willing to go into that. I didn't think it was because of that one. I for just feel, I don't do one before now.
You're not willing to do that. Don't you think that probably it's due to the trauma at that time? Because, you know, there are sometimes that probably due to trauma. The trauma when you were young.
Please, can you explain or define trauma?
Okay, so now I'm talking about the after for rape. I'm talking about the aftermath. Probably it could have been painful. Somebody that you trust so much.
No.
Somebody that you... None of that.
Mm-mm.
So, do you remember what the first time was like?
The first time I had sex, or the first time I had an orgasm.
Your brother, your father, your cousin. That
I enjoyed it. The first time, he was in the room. I went to their place and he was like, I should come and touch him. I was like, okay, I've been seeing this stuff. I have cousins, I have brothers. Like, I've been seeing it, but I don't know what it's used for. And I touched it and it got hard. And he said, do I want to play with it? And I said, yes.
Okay.
It was funny looking, beautiful, sexy. Wow. it was fine. Very fine dick.
So it never affected you in any way?
No, that's not why I'm a porn star.
Wow.
I'm a porn star because I feel there's more I have to do. Now I've tried doing normal work. I don't do many normal work. Mm-hmm. In OCU work. And funny enough, since I've become a porn star, I've actually met so many people, like you said, trauma of one thing or the other.
Yes.
And me now, I not get any trauma related, like the definition of trauma when you just give me now. None of that. That's not why I'm a porn star.
You see some people, they can't even have sex. Don't let a man touch them.
I've met so many. Okay, like, there's someone staying with me. Everybody she meets, they just want to just have sex with her. And they have sex with her. She does not gain anything. She doesn't make, like, she doesn't, nobody, I didn't even the fucker, they give her money, say, buy cream, buy pant. She doesn't. Then when I met her, I'm like, they're not rape you when you small. So what it could be your own reason for say you just a fuck about. It's not obscene, it's because of the money, because they're not giving you any money. So what's your own reason, Abby? And I told her, me, when Bill, I said, they won't do this one, give. I don't even see that one as my excuse or reason to do this. So instead of you to just be fucking about or just waste useless in your life and everybody you fuck raw. So you don't even know waiting everybody carry for body. It's not me to do that. Yeah, come and stay with me. And do porn. At least that one, you're able to control who you have sex with.
Yes.
Who you meet. You're able to control all those. You don't have to have to fuck everybody and just fuck.
Oh.
Trauma is not a reason why I'm into porn.
I have a trauma.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have you ever had some kind of experience?
Yes, with a pastor, evangelist. Oh, that was why I hate pastors like this. I can't even.
Don't use the word hate. They are men of God.
Yeah, I hate.
I'm not a supporter of church, but I would not say I hate pastors.
I am like proud. I hate. Yes, that they are the only people I hate. Yes, okay. This evangelist was 9, 10.
Nine.
Yes.
Okay.
primary 6, Jesus 1. Mm-hmm. And something like that. Meanwhile, this evangelist has been sleeping with the pastor's kids. You know, I am not the pastor's kid, yeah. But we were all same age mates. Yeah, and yeah. Friends. We were friends, age mates, all together. So he used to go to the pastor's house when the pastor is there around, because the pastor is a senior pastor. He is a junior pastor.
Wow.
So he will be having sex, not just touch, having sex with them. So the time he tried to do it, I mean, he even have to, he picked me from school, that my mom asked him to come and pick me from school. He picked me from school, not took me to the church. At the back of the church, not took me there, was trying to do many things. And I, you know, then I was still putting on white. I just entered Jesus One. He was trying to enforce him. Or like, I just pushed him, I ran away. I ran outside, I say, I'm not doing. He was like, okay, let's go. Okay, I should come and carry my bag. I said, no, I will leave the bag there and go. So he brought my bag outside. He tried a few times and I said not to do. When we got home, I could not tell my mom because my mom would never believe it. You know, they love drugs, the same thing.
They even beat you.
I just have to run away. I run to my maternal home. I was there all through. Anytime I see that man, I hated that man. See, they later found out and pushed him out of the church.
Did you see?
Yeah, they later found out.
This is just you hearing news of him.
I don't even want to.
But do you think that particular experience, I know it's because it's one, it's not something you wanted, you ran away and everything. Do you think that experience has actually affected you in any way? Probably due to the work you do and for you to just, like, has it affected you? Do you still have nightmares and stuff like that?
Oh, I still remember it sometimes. And I think the reason why when I meet someone and someone be like, I want us to have something together. I'll be like, this one is mad, you know, this kind of thing. I don't really give people time and chance to do that. Yes. Mm-hmm. And also when it comes to pastors, if there any pastor comes close to me, like even if you want to preach, anything you want to say to me, I'll just be like, give you one eye like this. Yeah, I don't go to church. I don't go to church because of that incident. I stopped.
That time,
no. No, after that time, you know, my parents will not let me stop going to church because I'm still under their roof. One day, if I asked my mom, she's church cannot close for like 1 month. Let's rest at home. The way school normally close. My mom was like, no, church can never close like that. So I just have to move on.
Okay, so now I want to say something before we move into what we want to discuss for today. See, these men of God, they're humans. So I don't know why you should look at them like special human beings. You okay? A man of God can mess up because he is human.
Sorry. But they made us believe that they are specially made.
See, wait,
no, they made us believe.
I want to say something. We are actually in the dispensation of grace, and anybody can hear.
Madam, keep your wait. Keep okay. The grace talk. Men of God are what?
Humans.
Men of God are humans, and somebody would tell me. Do porn stars, are they human? Do they have a heart? No, they are defending men of God. See, now let me tell you something. Nobody forced them they said God called them.
Mm-hmm.
And now what should they be praying for? Grace not to do what? Not
go
to
back
or not to enter the temptation and now fall in and now do it. Then, and you not tell me, man of God, you don't do it to one person, you don't do it to another person.
Another person.
You got to tell me, say...
No. You don't see now. Let me tell you.
Okay.
The same way you have men of God, we have fake men of God. Let's not lie. Okay. Not be everybody where God call. Some of them are even as business. Even God said in the end time, you will see the one that will tell you this is the road.
90%.
So you understand me? So
95%.
It not be all of them God call.
Because the way you're talking,
you should not see. I would even say God did not call any of them. Please.
Whatever. That's but me, I know they now nothing for this life, nothing they shock me again. I don't they let any because anything can happen.
Anytime. Okay?
So I don't even put so much expectation on somebody and I don't do that. Okay, so today we're gonna be talking about slut shaming. Okay? I know you've told me different experiences you've had. Even I do see it in your comment section, I will be like
they always fight on my comment section.
The reason was I saw one like that, like God. Okay, so you know because of what you do, the kind of job you do,
yes.
You get they tell you
can't get married to a porn star.
You know, they tell you that they just cancel you. Do you get me? I've had my own fair share actually, okay? In a way, and I'll explain that. But somebody has actually told me that because I work for media, you know,
there was a time, okay, because I kind of job I do, okay, so interviews and beauties and stuff like that. Why that came to me and I said, who be your plug?
For?
Now, because for you to be able to get connect, like, who be your connect? Who be
oh.
Your plug? So they feel like, oh, you're a media, you are beautiful. You are beautiful.
Sorry. Okay. How many minutes? I'm thinking that we should round off to Baba Ijesha and make this.
Okay.
So, your beautiful. After this shaming, right?
Okay. You're beautiful. Go on.
Yeah. So they tell you things. You're beautiful. You have great bomb and everything. So it'd be like, say, you deserve this person to get connected.
To get connected.
You know, just like the way they would say the movie industry, not only what to be precise.
Yeah, you have to sleep with somebody, not just somebody, a lot of people.
A lot of people.
But actually, it's true, kind of.
Yeah,
but it's... I already cost my break of man or good day.
Okay. Do you understand me? So those kind of things. So, like, I believe it's not just the porn star industry or the stripping or whatever that has that, but like, because there are some jobs, they're really slow. You understand? Like, they put it as a red flag.
There's sometimes I go out and somebody, they see me and they're like, ugly girls. I'm like, why are you looking at me like that? I said, did you expect me to wear maybe a bum shirt and a crop top, or I should just wear a pant and bra?
Pant and bra, something like that.
Come out like, because I'm a porn star. I prefer to wear my jean and polo, normal. You trying to picture, then the places I now go and dress, and I'm like, today I just want to dress. Okay, like when I went for protest, then the way I dressed, people were like, okay, now because I'm a porn star, I make it. Why you not cuckoo waka naked? Why you not cuckoo not even wear anything? I'm like, don't I have the right
to dress anyhow you want?
The way I want. Time. And that body shaming on. Body shaming. Slut shaming self. Now, even if they see any girl, say the girl, even you do mistake, wear fine clothes, they start saying shit to you. Yeah. You're just wearing a fine clothes. And you're already saying, now, hey, fuck, get the clothes. Now,
some even say you don't have life. You don't get life. Yes.
And when you look at those people, they're even more holy than the people now, when they talk all those rubbish to them. And funny enough, girls to do it.
Yes, it's girls that
come to my comment section to abuse, to insult me. And when I go and look at their profile, I'm like, see person when they insult me.
Living life of pretense. See? That is what they want you to do.
Okay, let me give you one before I move on. In Paul's TV's Instagram, he posted this, I think it's the second episode or something.
Yeah.
Then I think
somebody was saying, allow Jesus. Somebody was even saying the devil is wanting to read or something like that.
Like, apart from Paul's that, is I'm not pro. What is Paul? One,
they were like, the girl was like, I'll try to get a comment. I'll show you the comment. Like, something like, what the fuck is this?
Someone
else say, see who they talk. Naked?
Yeah, I saw that comment. So, I went to check the page. When I went there, she's half naked. Pant, all her ass, boobs, everything is just there. I know they do reach this one. For Instagram and see
with people,
So you so now I want to ask, like, what do you think are the causes of this slut shaming in the society?
Me, I just feel, first of all, it's just frustration.
Frustration, how?
Now, when a girl looks at herself, I have a very big tummy, and a girl that is very slim, sexy, has the old shape, and me that has a big tummy, and somebody is like, ah, porn star, I'm your fan. Oh my God, I watch your video. Now I get the attention.
Mm-hmm.
I get the crowd. And now she's like, me and this girl, which person better? You know, understand? The next thing the girl does is to, her anger now, they bring it out. What is it to do? To abuse, to insult, and try to hurt you.
Yes,
the same way, that's the same way they are feeling. Now somebody, take for example, somebody came to meet me a few days ago and he said, the day I'm going to do giveaway, he's going to give me 100K. And I'm like, the day I'm going to do giveaway, you will give me 100K. Guy, I don't understand. Can't you bring your 100K? Make we use do giveaway. Nobody, you won't give me away the 100K. Bring it, let me use it to do giveaway. When I do giveaway, you know they see her. it not mean say because of you I can't go, because of your own. Okay, how much I want to give for giveaway when I want to collect 100k? Now I'm in different WhatsApp group. I just go there, I'm like drop account. Different girls drop. I send for 5k, for 5k. How many people? I'm in more than 10 WhatsApp group. How many people I'll give for 5k? Inside 10 different WhatsApp group, and somebody is now coming. Now when I was like, in short, guy, you don't have anything to say. Nobody get it. Still insulting me, abusing me.
Yeah.
Said, guy, has he reached fight? Still just insulting me. Look at you, prostitute. I said, so I should go and carry down my Ashawo money, the money I'm opening my nakedness to the whole world, and go and do giveaway to people that are just in their house, yes, covering themselves with
covering themselves and making you feel like you're living the worst life.
Is that insulting and abusing me? What did I do to that one? Is that not frustration?
It's frustration.
Okay, so, and again, the effect of this slut shaming is it's really, really a lot. What do you think are the effects? I'll tell you mine. What are the effects? Like, what are the effects of this slut shaming on you as a person?
Me, I would say pretense. You know, most people live life of pretense.
No, the effect.
Effect, like how it has affected me, right? Okay. Not at all. Affect me. Not at all. Because I don't understand. Okay, explain more, please. Okay, effect.
No. For me, the effect of slut shaming in our society.
Did you say in the society or to you said I to her? That's what she's telling you, that it does not affect her.
Okay.
Me, oh, not it does not affect me.
I just read. I always fight on top of my matter, and I always laugh, and I always come think of it. I like doing things that make people talk. Okay. I just
if
like
they don't
doing
talk about it, you mean they're not seeing you, meaning nothing they saw.
I want them to always argue.
For me personally, I think the effect of slut shaming has made a lot of people go into their shell. The effect of slut shaming has made a lot of people not be who they are. The effect of slut shaming has made a lot of pretense, okay? Pretense.
Like, yes.
Like,
the pretense is out of the world.
It has really caused a whole lot of pretense, and the impact in our society is very bad, because guess what? This slut shaming thing, I think women suffer it more.
Yes.
Women suffer it more.
Yes.
I remember going to Yaba. I wear normal clothes because I don't think I've ever worn bob shirt outside. I do. I was dressing in bed. I know naked. I could have boobs to show off. Right? So, and I want you come meet me and tell me, oh, I want to, then look at this. I'm telling
you.
Okay, so I went to Yaba Market to get some stuff, yeah? And, you know, they tell you, oh, this one fit you and stuff like that. They talk and everything. I'd rather keep quiet. That's me, right? I'd rather keep quiet and just keep on going. They put it in your face. And you get to the point, you're for sure. What the fuck? Can you leave me alone?
Like, I'm sad, nine. You.
This thing.
The thing that will make you go on frustration.
And it is frustration.
It's frustration for real.
And this one, as one that insults you, the rest go for you.
Yes, now.
It's frustration. It's frustration for you.
Yes, now.
So you just need where to channel all the anger. And when they just see one person, oh, more than this person.
That's what she is really, really bad for me. And again, the impact in our society, it has made a lot of girls, like for instance now, some people can't wear biker shorts out. I know people that can't.
Yes, just because of what people.
Okay, so now, I've had this experience where I wear clothes, it is covered. Well, because of my shape that I look. You understand? Or maybe my mom is shaking or something like that. I will not be feeling weird, like looking for something to use and cover my body. I've had that experience several times. Because of what, people look at me on the road, what they'll say,
But wait. I don't even think or approve or even support that slut shaming is supposed to affect
anybody.
Lady. Or man, he's not even supposed.
Listen.
Now, when you dress in a certain way, they say dress the way you want to be addressed. Mm-hmm. You when wear that clothes, you don't already make up your mind. Say anything when come and they take come, and you wear and come on, they come, they call you a shower. You can't affect
you. Has this one happened to you that they tap your ass? David.
My Yahweh. See, your Yahweh. Baby, your Yahweh no go do any. Your Yahweh no go do anything. For your mama can. You will just shout. You will just shout.
Me, if I don't even say anything, I was just like, oh God.
I have a friend.
I almost broke this guy.
See.
Oh my God. I'm so mad. I was ready to let.
So, what that happened? How did you resolve it? No, let's talk now. How did you resolve it?
Did you finish the fight?
You're just going to waste your time, your energy, your anger.
Yes.
I have a friend. This girl, she can wear a net. You know, they do porno. You know, they do twerking. No? You can wear a net. Waka from this Ikeja. Come my house. You go wear a taxify. He hates Uber and taxify. He ready to enter bus. Fly bike. There was one day, a taxify guy came to drop her at my place. Then she wanted to do transfer. She was not like, a transfer was not going. The guy called the abuser, shower. Then she entered house, carry broom. He carry broom, bring pepper, ah. Your guy. Open your mouth again, I will flog you for you. The man was not like, person even they play with, the man tapped her. She was not like, he's soft, Abby. You like the way he's soft, Abby. That kind of person, now when you go, as I say, anybody tap it, as he go, ask you, he's soft, Abby. You like her. Because when you say you want to stand and be shouting, you don't get where you they go. Those people are frustrated.
Yes,
they
no.
Not get work. They don't have to stand for market.
You waste your time.
They say,
hey,
you can't stand, they follow madman for market, angry. They shout. You think, I mean, makes sense.
Sometimes I don't do that, but there are some moments I'm frustrated.
Don't let them frustrate you. Let their frustration be. Oh, I they go, people they tell me, I like your tattoo. They'll not rub it. I like your tattoo. I'll be like, ah, thank you. Ah, I like your ass. Hey, thank you.
Oh,
you see,
I told you that is the only way you can take.
Then you go and fight in the market.
I'm telling you, like,
you fight in the market.
Oga.
Don't you and the market man, what's the difference?
Fefe, what if you're on bike and maybe the bike
she will
about
come
to
down
move and they tap your ass?
She will come fly down and fight. Yeah, she will come down and fight.
Well, I can't always be collecting shit because of these six.
Are you always going to those places? Are you always going there? Are you always there?
Me, what I've been doing, I've been working for me.
You never see fights when be like saying, "Are you there, right?" I was traveling to Warri. I took bus. We got to Warri. There's one village in Ore we go to. I don't know, say the man when they toast me from the window, now him be like the call him king for that village, that area when we did, now he's in charge of that place. He sees our bus.
Ah.
He said we're not moving.
Oh my God.
And I came down, I was like, oh gosh, not because I don't follow you talk. Don't be by force. And I say, Don't be by force. You know, let me get this place. Wait, the next thing he said was, see you. I shall not be a shower where they go. And I was going for a show. Why I had to take bus was because they cannot pay flights for me and all my girls that were going. So I was like, oh yeah, make all of us enter bus. So it's not be as if I left them to go alone. A road trip. Now let's enjoy it. Six of us. Let's go together. So it was like, see them a shower. Who see them tattoo everywhere. A shower people. See this one here.
But
do you know? I was expecting even people in the bus to side me. People in the bus. Nobody say pim. The man, he hold the motor. He say we're not going anywhere. He just started bringing out faults from different places. Bringing out faults before you know the whole Agbero came out. That kind of fight, I feel win them.
No,
I feel winner for that kind of place. For Ore Road,
maybe
do one thing.
Yes.
The only thing you can do, slut shame, you know, body shame, you know, anything they call her, ignore them.
Ignore
when you
it,
ignore
I
them,
swear.
They feel stupid. They look stupid.
And they feel more frustrated.
So now, the thing is, sometimes I ignore. It's not like I don't ignore. It's not every time I'm not in mad person, every time I'm shouting. But there are some that. You know, I've been walking around Lagos Island Market.
I'll send somebody. I'm not doing that.
You walk around.
They send you
market.
Be that too. Now they give you plenty money.
So, just so you understand, you walk around and somebody is frustrating your effort. You're looking for a particular thing. You search other places, you can't find it, and everything. Somebody is coming to come and guy. You can imagine the frustration.
What would Jesus do?
Oh God!
If you're a Christian, are you the go church? You ask yourself, what would Jesus do?
Even Jesus said, calm down. Even Jesus said, when they were telling something in his father's house, Baba, Baba Lucas.
Is that now, market your father's house?
There was a day I was going to Ajah Market with my sister. I was with this box you're seeing here. So one guy who now was trying to touch my sister. You know they wear bra. You know wear bra because she don't wear bra. And I don't wear bra.
They
just slap out
your breast like.
So as he did that, like they just carried the box like this.
All those boys, they don't get sense. Frustration.
I was angry that this is what I did. I just carried my box.
I don't get body to go there and argue with one Agbero. That's if I go carry me via the group. No stress. Because they argue with Agbero. Because me, I know definitely they want to
they
talk.
They want to, yes, and do more things.
I've gone to somewhere when Agbero, they tell me, say, Mama, you did this guy, so I they see your thing, so I they. Now imagine, say, I call Waka for Lagos Island Market. Now you say you call him Abi. Imagine maybe I would dash money. Imagine everyone go tell me, say, now they are data that they take, watch my video, make a buy back. I'll call go Lagos Island Market.
Okay, so there's this thing I want to ask you. You know, there's, now your job is, you're opening up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You're opening up, and there's something called revenge porn. And I'll explain that. That is like, for instance, you have a boyfriend. Okay, I know you don't have your book group. You have a boyfriend, and you know, in the course of the relationship, probably sending nudes and stuff like that, just to spice up your relationship, in quote. Yeah, then afterwards, maybe you guys break up and stuff like that, and he now releases the video outside. How do you take it?
Oops.
He released the video or the picture or something of you.
First of all, it depends. There are so many angles to that.
Okay, so
if now only me did the video or the picture. Like, I don't care. But if there's someone else that people are not supposed to see, maybe not, there are some people I meet, they're like, let's do a video. It's just for my person. Yes. And maybe I send it to them. Then maybe person could see them for my phone. Or I'd like tell maybe my boyfriend, for example, that I did a video with this person. Or like, he should get to know it. Then he now post it. Now there's someone else. And if he affects me. But since I only made the video, like, do you not forget to put all my handles
for me
everywhere. Tag me so people can go and watch more. But if there's someone else or someone's picture that's maybe somebody sent me with face, then it leaks it now on it. But even at me, only me deal. I don't get you. Should post it everywhere you want to.
You are good. Yes. So me, no shaking. If you post my nude outside, carry on. I don't have any problem with that because I'm a naked. I'm a naked girl. Okay. I was born naked, okay. And I'm gonna die naked.
You came to this world like that.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. For me personally, I don't even think I would even send you. Like, so to start with, so it's.
But it's sexy.
But it's sexy.
To you, yeah. But to me, but, it's not.
My so person in a relationship.
The person that wants to send my nude to you for what?
Even the person that want to share your nude outside.
So thank you. I agree, but I can't.
But my nude is not the first nude that person is seeing.
Okay, and then you should fucking go get it somewhere.
That is what I'm saying. I don't even understand why somebody. Go and post my nude outside.
Don't look at me like that. For real. This is me, okay? I don't have to.
So if we're dating now, you won't even send me your pussy.
Hello?
I would not see.
If now you are not a guy, one, and if you are a guy, or girl, you can't get my nude.
So if I say, let's do a video call,
you
let me see video call.
Physically.
Video, huh?
But you let me
sexy
see
video
it.
Call.
It was a guy.
What?
It was a guy. You let me see it.
No.
Then if you're dating somebody, you don't let it see your pussy. Like, what? Like, it makes sense.
Wow.
I'll see your boobs. I'll see. I mean.
Okay. But you can see him naked, though.
Okay.
But wait, you can see him naked.
Life is my choice. See, everything is choice. I cannot send my mail to you. See, even your husband wants if you're not even sure.
So you won't send it to your husband?
You understand? Okay.
You won't send it to your husband.
See? That was a different thing. I can't send my nude to a guy. We're just dating for crying out loud.
Even husband to divorce you.
Oh, even me they divorce. That one is a different case.
But he has all your nudes.
Just because of, what are you scared of? Is it you're scared of people seeing your body or what?
Hello. There is something. There's a reason why this place is called your private part.
But you know,
I know that
about privacy
right
okay.
now. It is now seeming like a normal thing to everybody.
Okay.
You can expose your body. It is fine. Everybody with their own views. But particularly, this is new. I can't send my new to my boyfriend. This is new.
Sorry, what's the armpit called? Now, question that you asked. Answer me.
Okay.
Now answer now. Okay. What is our armpit called?
Yeah, all kinds of parts.
Okay, but you feel wear sleeve, then you carry
your okay,
why you not cover like this? Everything is private part, Abi. Are they some private parts when they show and what they know they show?
Because yeah. I don't understand.
Your armpit is private part, Abi, but you can open it.
I've said my
when you go to swim, what do you wear? Do you wear like that to swim? You know they open your
ears.
You see, one thing I love about this podcast is personal views. Well, something I don't know how to swim. Okay?
You're gonna get drawn.
I don't think you even see any of my picture on a bikini or anything.
Okay? Oh.
I'm not saying I'm not gonna do it, but I'm telling you right now, this is my state of mind. This is what I am seeing right now.
Okay, so but
when you change.
Thank you. Oh, when you change. When you change, I'll come here. I will remind you.
But I'm telling you right now, okay. You understand? People change, people evolve. It's fine. But for me right now, I'm not sending my news to any guy. You should fuck off. You want to news, Abby? Go and get it elsewhere. Not me.
You can give me his number, though. I can send him notes.
But the person wants you. He wants to see this thing.
You see all these crazy guys that are out there that are ready to any little thing they don't post.
So when you call all guys crazy guys, how would you meet the non-crazy
the one that is
so
not now, crazy?
I'm sorry for generalizing this.
You've not for real, another for that.
But for real, for me, nah, you're not getting my news. For what?
But I want your news.
But I want to see something.
Hello.
How are you?
You really want to see
you something. Have these boobs. I have these boobs. She has these boobs. Everybody has these boobs.
Different.
My dear, it is easy for me. You take things that has to do with my body.
But you know, if you faint now.
But your pussy is not. Your pussy is not looking different.
Wait, if she faints now for
mine.
This place, if you faint now for years. Say that same way we pull your clothes, where we pour you water.
You don't go know.
That same boy, yes, when you now send him, you go pass him like, chinky.
See, my dear, you're not going to give me a valid point. That's
no. It's a very reasonable point. Look at.
They can pour me water on my body. See, let's do that.
No. Come on, you have something that makes you water.
That's something that will happen. They will be like, you have to pull your clothes on.
Yes, now.
And you will be unconscious. Are you trying to say, everybody here will not. Your nakedness.
Even when you want to go, you are going to a spa or anything, or you want to do body scrub or anything, they cover your nakedness in case you don't know.
Okay, when they are trying to save a life, that is what we are talking about.
But see, body scrub, not a save life, not skin.
Yes.
We are trying to penetrate your heart that is close to your chest.
Okay, I still stand my ground that I can't send my news to a guy. My dear, I can't, and
you're just making me feel so bad right now.
I'm making you feel bad.
Okay.
Because of how I'll get this app. All your pictures is closed. I'll remove the clothes.
We'll remove
I will see. Yes.
I will post it.
Yes.
I will. But you know. That's my view. Like you, if you want to vex, you want to use that one to fight with me, or maybe not date me.
Do you know what me? I won't use to fight. The fact that you're a virgin.
They don't break up with me because of that. So it's normal.
But you know when you send your news to people, like
what, like what?
Somebody actually did that thing to me one time. I was trying to post it. It was my boyfriend that time. He saw the chat. I was just insulting the guy, so he would go and post it. I was just pushing him to go and post it. My boyfriend now took the guy's number and messaged the guy like, "She want to die." And he blessed it. They go carry the guy somewhere. Go beat up. The guy started begging me. Send me the tickets.
A guy joined my WhatsApp group pretending to be a girl. So now you know when people send their nude pictures without face though. So now he studied the group that this picture is this person. So he now mixed the two. And I'm like, guy, you're so stupid. Why would you put my picture, then put a nude picture without face that is just breasts, not even full body, and not tell me you want to put it on Facebook? Facebook, when they go first flag the account, block her instantly before the whole world will cursing him. Then he was now demanding for money from the girls in my WhatsApp group. They were so scared. I'm like, you're in a naughty group. Somebody is threatening you with this kind of cheap threats.
Cheap threats.
You are fearing. The guy now messaged me and said, I should pay 50K unless he's going to post it and post my nude. I was like, guy, do you know the group where you join?
They forgot you are ugly.
I told him, I said, guy, I'm giving you two options. It's either you post the nudes, post all of them with everybody's face, or you come and do porn. That your 50K. You will make it more. That 50K you're asking, you will make it more and even be popular. So choose one. The guy just blocked me.
Bam.
And blocked all the girls he messaged. Now the girls now came back and said, he's not replying again. He has blocked us. So one girl sent him 20K. I said, you, your head. The 20K when you chop give away just now. Your hand is hot now. You cannot go do
another giveaway.
Not post your nude.
For me, it's now. That is very risky. Me sending my nude to them.
That's risky.
There was a time my nude was.
Can he give you?
See, everybody has got their own values. Everybody has got their own whatever it is. Me, this is me. But accept me for who I am. The same way I've accepted you for who you are.
Wow, this one touch me. This one touch me.
Do you know that my pussy, my pussy nude was live on Tunde Not post. Not page. Was the on the former page though, before they brought that page down. My pussy was there because I used to do live video, those freaky live video during coronavirus and shit like that. They record everything, posted it. 5 days I didn't go. I went offline, I was just trapping the money. Everybody was just sending me the videos, the pictures like, hello. And my face was there, everything. I was like,
how do people do that? When people are doing all those naughty stuff online, people just screen record.
And I don't know.
People are like, I love this privacy and nobody screen record.
They
just
enjoy.
Anything
like they were just sending videos.
Yeah, they were just.
Like, how did you deal with that?
It's all my business. I was busy going to work, making my money, and they're busy sharing videos online.
She has more followers now.
I don't know who screen recorded this. And the one they screen recorded was not even the one I got money from. Hey, small thing like this, now they just. Pew. But it's none of my business.
Did you send it to somebody or you were doing a live
on Instagram live video. That is what the screen recorded.
Already out now, so there's really
so
really out there. Probably something out there. Okay, so yes, my people, this is the end. This is a wrap. Yes, we are wrapping it up like Moe. This is we went up sex podcast. Like this is actually number one. I tell you, take it from me anyway. The number one. Podcast in Nigeria.
No other.
Yes, no other one. We are the only bold people that have. Now we'll talk about this too. Like, yes, at the same time, you know, respecting each other's views. And see you again next time in our next episode.
See you. Peace out. Bye from bye China. Peace out from ugly girls. If you don't want to talk.